Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there today, whether you're a mother, a sister, an aunt, a godmother. At some point in your life, you have been a mentor, a teacher, or a role model to someone, and you have made a difference in someone's life. So today we honor you and thank you for that contribution. Our first song is We Shall Gather at the River, and it's on page 423. Oh, and we sing there's four verses, and then we go back to the first verse.
Yes, we'll gather at the river. Sounds good. Let's go. Good morning, Troy. Good to see you. Yeah, you got right in front, so you're going to have to look at me. You can't turn that neck. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship. Happy Mother's Day to you who are mothers. Did you do something nice for your bride? Oh, good for you. Happy birthday, Irene. 99 years, you're going to invite everybody to coffee and cake. We can sing happy birthday to you. Okay, sounds good. we should take a moment and introduce ourselves to each other. If you don't know who's sitting behind you or in front of you, let's say hello. Greta, you might as well stay up here. Let me talk to you a second. Greta. Little Greta. Come on up here. Yeah, little Greta. I baptized Greta 14 years ago. She has a picture on a board over there. She was confirmed last week. And over in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. No, Michigan? Yeah. Wisconsin, okay. And each of the students, how many students were there?
10 of us.
And each of you had to put up a board, a faith storyboard.
Yep.
Tell us a few things that are on your faith storyboard.
I went to Crossways camps this summer, and one of the biggest parts of that touched me was the light service. And it's because some of the songs that were there really were like here. This is always a giant part of my faith life.
Did you know that something like 80% of the people that become pastors decide that when they go to church camp? Okay, let's make this official. You were marked by the cross of Christ when you were baptized. And Mother's Day, your moms and dad promised to raise you understanding the teachings of Jesus. And if you follow and immerse yourselves in the teachings of Jesus, you'll have a little peace in your heart and joy in your soul. And I hope you're finding that. You've got a picture of one of our members on your board. Tell us about that.
Yep, Darwin Grieswitz is on my board. He was a giant part of my faith life. He was always a giant part of like me singing and always being supported.
No, you're making me cry. Ain't this church fun? Well, we're so proud of you. And we're all in this together. I mean, we're all a part of each other. Pastor Winnie Johnson, do you remember? You might not remember. He was old as dirt, died when he was 92. Anyway, he painted the story of how each one of us makes a tapestry of our lives. And every conversation, every person you meet becomes a part of your tapestry. And I've become a part of your story. You've become a part of my story. We've all become a part of each other's story. And this is the thing called life. And as we hang together and support one another and pray for one another, that's what the body of Christ is, and it's strong. So it's really, I'm really pleased that you came to tell us your story and that you're following the teachings of Christ. So thank your mom, thank your dad. Take care of your brother. Okay? Yeah, good. And we wish you the best. Everybody, yeah. Everybody stop and look at that board. Just a wonderful storyboard of Greta's 14 years of faith. A couple of announcements. Jelly making tomorrow. If you'd like to come and make jelly, what time are they coming for that?
8 o'clock.
Holy smokes. Tuesday morning, highway cleanup, 10 o'clock. If you can come and clean our stretch, that would be very, very helpful. Women's Bible study is usually the second Monday, but it's going to be a week from Monday, okay, out at Pat Becker. So those involved with that, please know that it's delayed a week. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh, Lord, we gather on this beautiful Sunday morning, Mother's Day 2016. Some of us gather full of joy because family and friends worship and celebrate life. Some of us come with heavy hearts, weighed down because of the cares and concerns of the world. We pray, O Lord, your Spirit might be in this place, that we might praise you and thank you and immerse ourselves in your teachings. So send your Spirit this morning as we praise your name and as we say our prayers and sing these wonderful hymns. Send your prayer. Send your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. No, we'll do it during the coffee hour, okay?
Well, as long as we got a cry fest going, I'm going to continue with that. Our next song, You've Come Down to the Lakeshore, is a special song for us and one we try to do every spring. We're doing it in memory of Maynard Bakken. Maynard gave Jim this accordion sometime before he died, and Jim learned this song on there, and the first time we did it, we found out that it was Maynard's favorite song. So we like to do that every year. So here's for you, Maynard. And it's 817 in your book. Just start. Okay.
order of confession and forgiveness in your bulletins. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Let us come into the light, the revealing and healing light of God. Let's take a moment for a silent confession. And let us confess together. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let's join in the prayer of the day. O God, form the minds of your faithful people into your one will. Make us love what you command and desire what you promise, that amid all the changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joy is found. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Our anthem today is called My Lighthouse, and it's done by a group called Ren Collective that are from Ireland. And it's based on Psalm 27:1, which says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble?" In this song, God is compared to a lighthouse that shines in the darkness. He'll lead us safely through our life and bring us peace in our troubled world.
You are Today's first reading is from Revelations. The ascended Christ, hidden from our sight, promises to come again. We eagerly pray, come, Lord Jesus, with all who respond to this invitation. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let everyone who hears say, come. And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all saints. Amen. Today's psalm is Psalm 97. Please read the dark print aloud, and when you see the R, read the refrain, rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad.
Clouds and darkness surround the Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne.
Fire goes before the Lord, burning up enemies on every side.
Lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth.
The heavens declare your righteousness, O Lord, and all the peoples see your glory. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before the Lord, all you gods.
Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord.
For you are the Lord, most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
You who love the Lord hate evil. God guards the lives of the saints and rescues them from the hand of the wicked.
Light dawns for the righteous and the joy for the honest of heart.
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks to God's holy name. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
That ends today's readings. Please stand for the gospel.
The Holy Gospel for the seventh Sunday of Easter is found in the 17th chapter of St. John. Jesus prays that the life of his followers will be characterized by an intimate unity of identity with God. To be so identified with God means also to share in God's mission, to proclaim the word that will bring others into this same unity. Jesus prayed, I ask not on only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The word of God, the word of life. Please be seated. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. If you haven't done anything for your mothers, you guys, if you haven't done anything to your wives, be warned. It's not easy being a mom. I heard the story of a mother who had three children, and one day they were wired, and they were running around and doing this and that, and the mother, you know, she tried counting to 10 to keep her sanity, but that didn't work. But one of her friends said, well, when she has one of those days, she goes into the closet and does some scream therapy. So she went and thought she'd try it, went into the closet, all the clothes hanging, pulled the door closed behind her, and did some scream therapy, just screamed out. When she opened the door, there stood three little faces looking at her, and the five-year-old says, I told you there was a monster in that closet, Mom. Being a mom isn't easy. In fact, it's probably the most important job there is in the world. Along with dads, God has entrusted these little ones who are His into our care. So we've got to do a good job raising them on God's behalf. Our lesson today from the Gospel of John is kind of a difficult one. If you read the whole 17th chapter of the book of John, it's Jesus, what they call Jesus' priestly prayer. He's washed the disciples' feet, symbolic washing, telling them that greatest of all is servant of all. Love one another as I have loved you. You must love one another. Then he goes out into the Garden of Gethsemane and says this prayer. And it's a rather lengthy prayer. First, Jesus prays for himself for the strength to make it through what he knew was coming. And then he prays for his disciples. And in the final portion of the prayer, which is our lesson today, he prays for future believers. Listen how this portion goes. He says, my prayer, this is Jesus praying, my prayer is not for them alone. He's referring to his disciples. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message. That's us. Jesus was praying for us today, for all who have followed Jesus through time. And he's praying for us today. So for Christ is praying for his disciples, and he's praying for all of us this morning. That chain of believers continues even to this morning. Christ prays for all who believe because of the testimonies of those first saints, those first disciples. That's our first insight. When Jesus prays, he's praying for us. You and I are included in that prayer. That should bring us some comfort. I remember one of my professors saying, if I could hear Christ praying for me in the next room, I wouldn't fear a million enemies, yet distance makes no difference. He's praying for me. And so today, just know that Christ is still praying for you. What an incredible piece of information that is. If we were to turn over to the Epistle of Hebrews, we'd learn that Christ is still interceding for us on our behalf. Chapter 4 of Hebrews, he says, the writer says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Some of us today come to church and are hurting because of things that are happening in our lives. Huh? This message today is an incredibly good piece of news for me. When we bring our requests to God, Christ is right alongside of us, standing in our midst. Pastor Melvin Newland tells a powerful Mother's Day story that comes out of World War II I'd like to share with you this morning. He tells the story about the horrific Holocaust, which took the lives of millions of people. It's a true story of Solomon Rosenberg and his family. Solomon Rosenberg and his wife and their two sons, as well as Solomon's mother and father, were arrested and placed in a Nazi concentration camp. It was a labor camp. The rules were simple. As long as you could do your work, you were permitted to live. And when you became too weak to work, then you were exterminated. That was the rule. Rosenberg watched his mother and father march off to their deaths, and he knew the next from his family would be his youngest son, David, because David had always been a frail child. Every evening, Rosenberg came back to the barracks after his hours of labor and searched for the faces of his family. And when he found them, they would huddle together and embrace one another and thank God for another day of life. They lived from moment to moment to moment. One day Rosenberg came back and didn't see those familiar faces. He finally discovered his oldest son, Joshua, in a corner, huddled, weeping, praying. He said, "Josh, it's not true, it's not true." And Joshua turned and said, "Yes, it's true, Papa. Today David was not strong enough to do his work." So they came for him. And Rosenberg asked, "So where's your mother?" And little David said, or Joshua said, "Oh, Papa, when they came for David, he was afraid, and he cried." And Mama said, "There's nothing to be afraid of, David." And she took his hand and went with him. It's a sad story of a mother's love for her little boy. Now transfer that image to yourself and Jesus. Christ is the role of the mother for you and for me. When we're going through difficult times, Christ is standing there, holding our hands right beside us. Because you know you're... Why is he with us? Why is Jesus here? Because he wants to give us his strength and power and his promise to make it through whatever the world throws our way. Christ is in the role of the mother. Fearfully, as we approach the throne of heaven, we are going to have Jesus by our side. Why? Fearfully? Because you know that you're not all you were created to be. When you stand before the throne of heaven, you know that you have no merit to petition God for anything, for his love, for his mercy, for nothing. But alongside of you is one who has volunteered to stand with you, one who is promising to give you comfort and confidence. And today Jesus reassures us that we can come to God as any child can come to a living parent. We can pray not as outsiders, but as God's children, tenderly and honestly and confidently. Jesus will be with us, side by side, when we're going through the difficult times down here, when we approach the throne up there. Christ prays for us, and he prays for all who believe on his name. That's the first insight from this lesson. This passion he makes a specific request on our behalf, and something I want to remind us of. He prays for our unity. That's where we draw our strength. We're bound together with one another, with him, like we were visiting with Greta. We're all in this together. Listen to Jesus' words again. "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you." That's important words, that all of them may be one. Praying for us, not only did Christ carry us in his heart before the Father, but he makes for us special requests. First request is that we remain united. A divided church in many ways is a scandalous affront to the uniting work that Christ did on Calvary by bringing us into relationship with God, the Father, and ultimately bringing us into relationship with each other. We are a part of each other's tapestry. That's why we are known as the body of Christ. Each one of us has a part to play in it. The unity that he wants for his church is the same kind of unity he wants with the Father. He says the real church is a body of men and women united to each other because they are united to Christ. Listen again to Jesus' words. "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me." Our unity as the body of Christ is the primary witness to the world that there is truth, that Jesus can bring life and hope and peace and joy. May they be in us, Jesus prayed, so that the world may believe you've sent me. You remember that old folk song, "We Are One in the Spirit, We Are One in the Lord," from the 60s? "We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored." And particularly the chorus, "And they'll know we are Christians By our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Content of that little song comes directly from this prayer of Jesus. If you want to witness for Christ, the first thing you need to do is to love your brothers and sisters, your fellow sojourners here. We're family, you and I. We're his family. And Christ is the head of our family. We are in him as he is in the Father. We are a part of that family of God. He gave us life for the express purpose of bringing into being this group of people that we find support and love and acceptance through each other. On the night before he was crucified, Christ prays for us, and he prays that we might be unified as a body. We're in this together. This is where we draw our strength during times of need. This is our best way of witnessing to the truth that Christ is alive and at work in the world. His Spirit still lives. So, we're all in this together. Christ stands by our side. He promises us his power. He gives us his presence. We're not in this alone. When the world is dumping on you, when your world is caving in, know that Christ is there. And if we dare share with each other, we find strength. My old grandma, God rest her soul, told me once when I was a kid, share a strength, have no friends. Share a weakness, have many friends. When you share a strength, I'm number one, I don't need anybody, all right. No friends. Share a weakness, I'm hurting, and people come around and give you an attaboy or an attagirl. Anything I can do to help. So don't be afraid to share your troubles. That's what the body of Christ does, okay? And maybe this song, We Are One in the Spirit, maybe we should all sing it together. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And today that all unity will one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Amen. Amen.
I invite the ushers to receive our morning offering. I invite the praise team to lead us in a song.
Eight
Please rise if you are able. Please turn to the offertory prayer on the bottom of page 4. Let us pray together. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings as you have raised us to new life. Rooted in the abundant life and love of Christ Jesus, we pray for the life of the church, the lives of people in need, and the life of all creation. Let's take a moment for silent prayer. God of renewal, fill us to overflowing with the grace we receive in word and water in the meal. Draw others to join the life we share in your church. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Declare your righteousness through the blossoming of creation. By the winds blowing and birds singing, inspire us to join in the hymn of all creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Be the source of all strength and peace for people who are imprisoned. Renew them with the overwhelming power of your salvation and give them release for their spirits. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Reveal yourself to those who feel isolated because of illness, grief, status, or the prejudice of others. Comfort and welcome them into your spirit-filled community. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Bless those who serve in a mothering role for others. Send your spirit to those who mourn, who have not known their mothers, or who long to be a mother. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We thank you for the blessings of this day. We thank you for your presence in the life of Irene Long, lo, these 99 years. And we thank you for the faith you have granted to Greta. Together they are united. Allow us to be united as one family as well. And Lord, if you could smile upon our loved ones wherever they find themselves these days, keep them close and in your care. You draw all the saints into your presence. Draw us into the mystery and wonder of your presence until Christ comes again. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We deliver all this into your care, O God, trusting in the work of your Holy Spirit to bring all things into the risen life of Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We'll invite the praise team to lead us in the Lord's Prayer. Now may the blessing of the Lord God Almighty, the blessing of Christ, the Lamb who was slain, and the blessing of the Holy Spirit of truth be among you and remain with you now and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Let's join together and Michael row the boat ashore.
Service, and it was wonderful, Lester. So come and do it again with us.